Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. I'm sure many times you've found yourself in a conversation or situation where you are confident that what you see or hear is not the whole truth. There's more going on behind the scenes or under the surface. How do you handle such uncomfortable situations? Oh my, how often God challenges us human beings with this matter of integrity and truthfulness in so many parts of the Bible. Today, as we continue with Mr. Isaiah and the messages he received from God, that's the subject God wants us to focus on, as Isaiah wrote about it in Isaiah chapter 58. Will you join me for a few moments to see what God wants us to understand? Isaiah was challenged by God with these words, "Shout it aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet, declare to my people their rebellion and their sin. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God." Isaiah 58, verse 1 and 2. While God is loving, do you understand God is also straightforward, clear, honest, and God hates deception, lies, deceitfulness? I love God's challenge to Isaiah to not sugarcoat this message. Sometimes things need to be said bluntly in order to understand there is danger here. It should be easy to understand this first part of God's message. God is calling his people out, challenging them with the fact that what God sees in their sinful hearts is not hidden by the fact that they are going through the religious traditions and rituals in the temple. Is that us sometimes, my friends? Do we assume God will overlook the darkness in our lives because we go to church, or we give some money to charities, or we volunteer our time? God continues his challenge to Isaiah. "These people ask me for just decisions, and they seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, and you, God, have not seen it?" they say. "Why have we humbled ourselves, and you, O God, have not noticed?" Oh my, how our self-perception can be so far off from reality. Isn't that true? Here's how God saw the religious rituals of fasting that the people in Isaiah's day were doing. "Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please, and you exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists." Isaiah 58, verse 4. Is that possible, my friends? Do people engaged in religious activities sometimes disagree, have conflict, and even fights ending up in church splits? Really? Oh, my friends, it should not be difficult for us to nod in agreement with God here and admit that our wicked hearts too often go through the religious motions, but we are guilty as charged. Am I right? So then God makes this bold statement, which is as much for us today as it was for the people of Jerusalem in Isaiah's day 2,700 years ago. "You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high." Wow. Of course, on high is another way of saying God's presence in heaven. Psalm 66, verse 17 and 18 declare the same very important truth of integrity. "I cried out to the Lord with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. But if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me." Now, this is so important, I need to show you another scripture which takes this warning even further. But I warn you, my friends, this will be hard to hear. I find it in Proverbs chapter 1. "Repent at my rebuke," God says. "Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you and calamity overtakes you." Oh my, we need to let that sink in, don't we? What a powerful warning from God. This matter of people going through religious motions, traditions, rituals, and somehow expecting God is keeping a scorecard for each of us and will balance our rituals against our failings, our wickedness. Oh, my friends, that is a huge fallacy. God doesn't work that way. We spend almost a week looking at the overwhelming love and sacrifice of God toward us in Isaiah 53. And so in view of that, God calls us to integrity, honesty, transparency, no deception, no pretending. And so Isaiah wrote down what God said next, and it's for us today. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen, only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed in the wind? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This is the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice, to set the oppressed free, to share your food with the hungry and provide the poor with shelter. When you see the naked, to clothe them and not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Isaiah 58, verse 5 to 7. Oh my, that's abundantly clear, isn't it, my friends? James, the half-brother of Jesus, did not believe Jesus, who was who he claimed to be, until after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And then James's life was transformed. He joined the apostles and even wrote the letter to first century Christians, which bears his name in the New Testament. James writes this, which sounds so much like Isaiah. What good is it if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. A person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. James chapter 2. Oh my, such powerful and penetrating truths, right? So Isaiah concludes with this powerful statement of assurance from God. When we get this matter of integrity and balance between faith and works working properly under God's direction, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Isaiah 58, 8. Oh my, so much for us to ponder deeply today, my friends. Is your religion, your relationship with God, so private no one has any idea? Or is it so flamboyant, so much a show that no one believes it's authentic? Or is it so out of alignment with the rest of your character and life that simply people write you off as irrelevant and dysfunctional? Here's a song that helps us deeply reflect on God's important challenge for us today, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.